Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli military says Iran launched more than 300 threats, and 99% of the drones and missiles were shot down. The U.S., the U.K., and Jordan all shot down Iranian objects. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC Israel sent a message.
They also showed Iran that Israel does have friends, that there was a coalition that helps them support themselves. That alone is significant. And, of course, the damage was extremely light.
But it was still anxious in Jerusalem, says ABC's Britt Clennett.
It was a tense and long night here in Jerusalem after that massive attack from Iran. We saw explosions peppering the sky from all angles, air raid sirens blaring out, and residents urged to take shelter. This as for the first time ever, Iran carried out strikes against Israeli territory.
G7 leaders will meet by video today. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is having a green energy construction boom. As Mike Moan reports, that's good news for Wisconsin's unionized construction workers.
Four major utilities operating in Wisconsin recently announced a pledge to hire union workers for clean energy development tied to federal incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Kent Miller of the Wisconsin Labor's District Council says it paves the way for a smoother transition to more wind, solar, and similar projects.
With the commitment from the utilities to make sure that the wages and benefits are the same standard as legacy energy, it allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions in wages and benefits.
In earlier phases of renewable energy construction, Miller says some project leaders focused on bringing in out-of-state non-union contractors. Now that Wisconsin labor organizations have a seat at the table, Miller says the next challenge is getting more advance notice before a project breaks ground so they can ramp up recruiting well ahead of time. For example, Miller says a utility-scale solar development requires a lot of labor, and they want as many people as possible to know about potential openings. He says that includes apprenticeships.
Somebody could start their apprenticeship career, complete their apprenticeship, and become a journey worker through the duration of a utility-scale solar project.
He points to the Paris Solar Farm project in Kenosha County, which at its peak had nearly 150 laborers. Of the apprentices, 70% were women or people of color. Analysts say the hiring pledge and associated projects could lead to nearly 19,000 construction jobs that come with prevailing wages. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Baltimore against the Orioles. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins and Jake Bowers, top of the fourth.
Bowers, right center, deep. Santander back! Gone! The Brewers have the lead! What a bomb from Bowers!
Bally Sports Wisconsin, a three-run shot, made it 8-5. The Brewers went on to win 11-5 over Baltimore. Milwaukee now off to its best start since 1989 and 1982 when they went to the World Series.
Yeah, we had great at-bats. Guys are setting the bar pretty high for themselves, you know, how to conduct ABs, and hopefully our young guys will keep learning from the guys doing it. I mean, Terang, what can you say, man? Bauer's home run, so great to get him off the schneid and get his first one out of the way, and he's played such brilliant defense, and I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a great kid, and that homer was huge.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday, I'm joined by movie producer Bob Brown and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Sunny skies and mid-70s for highs. Northwest winds will be rather light. Tonight, clear skies and mid-40s. On Monday, sunny, lower 70s expected. A southeast breeze. Showers, even a few rumbles of thunder Monday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Is here. Now's the perfect time to drive in the moment with the rugged and capable Ridgeline, Passport, and Pilot. Find your adventure with great offers now available on the Honda you want. And when you're driving a Honda, you're driving the brand named Kelly.
Music of the stars is on the air. The Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Louie. And you, you're the best audience anywhere. Early spring. Two nice words, I like to say them, even in the winter. Early spring. This is a sad song, really. We're talking about colors today. Colors. Somebody said colors are the smiles of nature. I like that. This is Percy Faith. Oh, you'll hear more of this. We're on till high noon. It's a language, actually. Colors. It's like music. My dad called music the universal language. Paul Gauguin said, colors are the language of dreams. I like that. This is Percy Faith. It's our torch hour. Back in the 60s, Mitzi Gaynor had a TV show once a year.
This is one of our willow boxes. This is just filled with some of the things that we had started gathering for her while I was pregnant.
Yep.
There's her little baby book.
Babies like colors, don't they? No, they do. I mean, I remember as a kid, blue was mine. Yeah, blue. Here's Barbara Streisand and the music of the stars. This is a torch song, and the torch is burning. Mitzi Gaynor was on in 1968 with a TV show that was so unforgettable. It's still available to you. I'll have that for you in just a bit. Peter Matz was the orchestra with Barbara Streisand. Poor guy doesn't get enough credit.
For those who fancy coloring books, as certain people do, here's a new one for you. A most unusual coloring book, the kind you never see. Crayons ready, very well, begin to color. He walked away. Color them gray. This is the heart that thought he would always be true.
Jimmy Mundy.
Frank Sinatra, Tommy Dorsey.
yesterday we were gay. I was high on a rainbow, but now there's no rainbow. You've gone, and so a lover is blue. Life was sweet, so complete. Now I suddenly waken to find I'm forsaken, alone. And so a lover is blue. Do you still remember our love affair? Does it matter to you? Just reminds me of something that binds me to you, and so a lover is blue.
Stars. What was that little feedback there? Let me see what we can do. Here, I got that. Okay, I've got Mitzi Gaynor as promised. I got to tell you, Mitzi had a special every year. Tops on the ratings on television. Here's Mitzi. The year 1968. This is available on YouTube.
have a little gag that we do for the opening song. See what you think.
Perry Como with Irving Berlin's Blue Sky. Right off television.
Nothing but blue sky, blue I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue sky all day long. The days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies.
Stars. Ella Fitzgerald.
Baba nobody did it, a fella nobody did it. But blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Be it in do it do be it in do but do but it didn't do ya do ya do ya. I did.
With Paul Weston's orchestra. Paul could swing when he wanted to. Color is blue.
Time was when blue was the saddest. Sadder than that, blue was the bluest. Blue can be blue. No one seemed to care. Least of all blue. No, blue wasn't making it. But then, on a Thursday of a year, who can remember except blue? Something sudden happened. Blue went as high as sky is high. Flipped fathoms up. Began to swing easy, sensibly, the way swings should be swung, like birds sing a song. Now everyone loves the new blue, 'cause it's the truest. You will too. When you see this blue, true blue, too true, true blue, too true.
Thank you.
Thank you. Blue gardenia. So blue. She has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near her heart. After the teardrops start, teardrops too high.
Waiter, two more.
I'd live
please
for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories.
Dark, cynical, mysterious world of film noir. The movie from one of the pioneering directors of the genre, Fritz Lang.
Lang's most significant movies came early in his career while working in Germany. He demonstrated his mastery of German expressionism in a couple of landmark films, the thriller M and the sci-fi classic Metropolis. But after leaving Germany for Hollywood, Lang made a series of crime thrillers in the 40s and 50s with the gritty realism and the obsessive, threatening themes that came to define the film noir style, including The Woman in the Window, The Big Heat, While the City Sleeps, and the movie we have coming up next. It's from Warner Brothers in 1953, The Blue Gardenia. Ann Baxter stars as a young woman who agrees to go out with a playboy after learning her fiancé is dumping her for another woman. Her lascivious date, played by Raymond Burr, plies her with wine, but not enough to stop her from fending off his advances. It was enough wine, however, to cause her to pass out. After fleeing his apartment the next morning with little recollection of what happened, she learns he's been murdered and she can't help but suspect herself. The movie also features Richard Conte, Ann Southern, and George Reeves, star of the Superman TV series. And Nat King Cole puts in an appearance as himself singing the title song. The script is based on a novel by Vera Caspary, who wrote another terrific murder mystery adapted for the big screen, Laura. Caspary was a good friend of director Fritz Lang, and their styles were a good match given Lang's film noir sensibilities. From 1953, here's The Blue Gardenia.
A flower reminds me of places we used to walk to. Now the evening finds me with only a flower to touch. Teardrops start. Where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower. Passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memory. Fell.
passing breeze, but pressed in my book.
From Munising, Michigan, Len Osser. Sid Russell wrote that. The High Lows are next up. Gene Peerling's masterwork out of Milwaukee. Gene, and there's a road name for them near Watertown. The color is blue. The music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
We touched like watercolored fawns in landscapes painted by Cezanne, like lovers floating, painted by Chagall. But you and I were you. The sky would never fall. We lived, we loved, we laughed, we cried. We'll never die. And now I think of you and I change right into Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue, the High Lows. Diana Tracht became a country and western singer, but before that, she was with Mitch Miller on Columbia. Here she is, early Diana.
Circus tent was strung with every star in the sky above the ring.
can you do?
Only did that thing with all the guys out there. Oh, that was the number one 1960-61 number one show on television. Mitch Miller. Speaking of Little Girls Blue, here's Vera Ellen, some of the gals on MGM with Three Little Girls in Blue.
Well, I was. I'd like you to know that I know what I like. And I like Mike.
Ooh.
Three Little Girls in Blue. Vera always wanted to do a dramatic part. They just wouldn't let her. They said, you're a dancer. Let me act. She goes, well, that's acting, MGM would say. Never got her dream and died in loneliness, I'm sorry to say. What a star, Vera Ellen. Unforgettable in, well, so many things. How about White Christmas? The Andrews Sisters.
Lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knockdown shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-speed combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lift. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue grits, but the treat of the treat is when the service on fine 8-speed. You want to spend the rest of your bright down at the house of blue light. We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats just really down a path, a welcome mat. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house of blue light.
Again, even Jerry Lee Lewis did a version. Jeanette McDonald, Leo Robin, Richard Whiting, Lee Harlan.
beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day. Goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon. My life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a setting sun. Beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day. Goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon. My life has only begun.
Favorite comedy movies. I know you never heard of it. MGM.
Situation here, a walking mint. Why, this guy's bigger than... You can't find Smokey Calloway?
I'll be waiting for you where the tumbleweed is blue, where you find life is peaceful.
That's Howard Keel, great untrained baritone. A boy, could he sing, huh?
Waco, Texas.
When?
August the 13th.
He's a cowboy star that's vanished.
A lot to remember.
Powerful, that's a good word.
Nobody can find him, so they find a double.
And a
fixin' too. Yeah, fixin' too, and mighty.
Mighty what?
Well, mighty anything. That's real cowboy talk.
Hey, wait a minute, partner. This ain't no Western. Calloway went that away.
I'll be waiting.
News next on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
See them tumbling down.
I'll be right back.
Pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found. Drifting along with a tumble. rumbling tumbleweed.
The music of the star.
Cares of the past are behind. No.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.